Frank?
Columbus Preston.
How are you getting along?
Oh, you see us with Mayor Daley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank, I wanted to tell you, I hang my head in shame at the industry, and particularly at Cronkite, and very unfair, personalized reporting of these fellas, and I think that you ought to know that opinion, because you're going to be disappointed in me down the road if I didn't tell you that.
I'm
just telling you frankly that I think your industry is wrecking all of us. Now, because I think, first of all, y'all have political motives to serve. I don't think you do, but I know he does. I've looked at the reports on him. I know that some of Paley's son-in-law does. I know that some of your reporters do, as do NBC. You haven't hired Bobby's secretary yet, but you've got some of the same crowd. And I think you have evil influences working. So I just want to suggest to you that there's one who loves you and respects you, and who's had 40 years of this experience, that I hang my head in shame at y'all's performance, both NBC and CBS, and particularly Cronkite, for his bitterness and his failure to be fair and objective. I thought Daley just made a perfect ass of him. You've got men with their eyes out and their legs broken, you never dare show it. And the reason is, I think, because you have a superior influence that you don't recognize. You just sit at the top of it, and you really don't know what's happening in your own shop, just as we didn't know until we had to get rid of three or four in hours who are using this medium to serve ulterior motives. Now, I believe that. I think my country's in danger, and I think I ought to say that. The second thing I ought to say to you is I cannot understand why 90% of your interviews come from New York and California. I've not seen one interview from Arkansas. I've not seen one interview from Idaho. I've not seen one interview from Wyoming. I've not seen one interview from over this country. I've just seen this pure damn propaganda of the Kennedy machine. And you've seen it.
I have, and I raised hell about it.
Well, you ought to know that. Now, I'm going to raise hell. I'm going to the bottom of this, and I know I'm going to be called a McCarthy. But you're entitled to know the facts and the truth, and I have such respect for you and such affection for you that I want you to know that I believe all of this has been planned weeks ahead of time, and you all have been the stooge of it and the tool of it. And I think you've been very one-sided. And there's not a thing in the world I got to gain. I moved out of it in March just for this reason. But whatever little time I've got here, I don't have to be at the mercy of people who are using the nation's airwaves for their personal benefit, for their personal political benefit. I know what Cronkite did before Bobby's death. I know he came there, and I know he's been used, and I know he's using my station and your stations to carry out these things. And the McCarthys and the McGoverns are fine. We got to give them all equal and fair treatment. But you haven't done that. You just haven't done it. You've just specialized in New York and California. I think you've been a little generous with Connolly. We have no complaint on Texas. But I do not think you've covered the rest of the nation. If the state of Washington is representing the convention, I don't know anything about it.
We have Maggie on.
Well, it's a if you don't get the point, you just take the film of this and see your interviews and see the questions you ask them and how you approach them. And if you think that's objective, then you and I have got different views. And if you can defend Cronkite, Mudd, the whole outfit, rather, if you can defend him up there with the Daley delegation a while ago, if you can defend that as objective, then you and I look at it differently.
No, I'm not defending that at all.
I think that they're there crusading and using a network to do it. And I think a reporter is a reporter. And I don't think they are. But I'm not calling you to criticize something that's happened to me. I'm just calling you as someone that I think will call me When our industry gets in serious trouble, and I think you're making trouble for the sales, and I think they ought to take those 50 states and those 5 or 6 territories, and they ought to try to get a balanced viewpoint. And if they want to get an opinion on McCarthy or McGovern or the vice president or the nominee, that's good and proper. But when they come in here and say, don't you think so-and-so is happening, what about so-and-so, I just don't think it's right. And I haven't found one human being, and I guess I've sat with 100 that said it. And every damn one of them think you all ought to be run completely out of power. And that frightened me, because I don't want to see them run out.
I understand, and that frightens me too.
They think there's some New Yorkers of a certain group that have taken over this thing and are using it for political purposes, and I do too. I think Brinkman and Cronkite both have been used for political purposes. They had a few cocktails, a few mini skirts, been out in the Sena sailboat, and had a little political thing to them. Now, I just suggest that you get them out in some of these states. Governor Guy is head of the governor's conference. I haven't seen him interviewed. Hubert Ellington's been head of it. I haven't seen him interviewed. They're just governors all over the outfit. And you know what they tell me? John Conley set up a group to go and tell your people that each one of these folks are ready with a statement interview. And they go to New York and California. Now, all this is going to be looked into, Frank. And all of us are going to have to explain this. And the only test I would use is objectivity. And if these reporters got to get their personal society politics in this thing, I'd damn sure tell them that it's dangerous business and they're playing with fire. It's reflected in every interview we have here. If you look at my text, I wish you'd look at my press conference every day at our briefing. I just wish you'd read it and mark the CBS questions. And I've told you about it several times. But we're prosecuted. We're charged. An allegation is made. And that happens morning and afternoon with increased regularity. Now, you just can't keep punching a guy in the nose without getting something back. Okay.